item, 651, and just to give people a heads up, we're going to be cutting public testimony to 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mayor.
651, authorize new construction financing in amount not to exceed $7,350,000 for the 106 Halsey Gateway Park project.
So, colleagues, this is part three. This project comes as a result of a long, close working partnership with the Housing Bureau, Prosper Portland, and the community to add to the vibrancy and diversity of the Gateway District. This new development will ensure the new opportunity for low and middle income households to live and thrive in East Portland, while adding much-needed affordable commercial space to further the dreams of local Portland entrepreneurs. These 75 total units respond to the great need for affordable housing options in East Portland and further our commitment to the East Portland community, as well as taking meaningful steps to both prevent and mitigate displacement. Right up front, I want to thank the good folks at Human Solutions, Girding Edlin, and the Gateway community at large for their excellent participation and collaboration on this project. Director Callahan.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning.
We're really pleased to be here today to take this final step to move this project into fruition. This really is the culmination of efforts from the entire Gateway community and the East Portland Action Plan, as well as a number of different city partners, our sister agency, Prosper Portland, and the Housing Bureau, and of course the Parks Bureau for the beautiful park, which this property will actually reside and be married as neighbors. And of course to Human Solutions and Girding Edlin for the dynamic new community asset that they are about to create. Just to give you a little overview of the project from the Housing Bureau's perspective, the project itself, as the mayor has said, will blend middle income and affordable rental housing. 52 units of affordable housing are being supported by the Portland Housing Bureau. 45 of these units will be available to families who make less than 60% of median income. That means a two-person household, for example, who makes approximately $42,000 a year. And 7 units will be available for families who make 30% or less than median family income. And that would be the same two-person household who makes $21,000 or less a year. And Prosper is supporting 23 middle-income units in addition to affordable commercial and office space. And I'd now like to turn it over to my colleague, Director Branham.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Kimberly Branham, Executive Director of Prosper Portland. And as a result of all the partnerships that Shannon and Mayor Wheeler mentioned, we are looking at a potentially unprecedented partnership and mix of uses, and we're delighted to have been able to participate. So we're supporting the 23 market rate units and approximately 11,000 square feet of office space for Human Solutions, as well as just over 11,000 square feet of affordable commercial space on the ground floor. The first example of our affordable commercial space is in Alberta Commons, and so we're having a grand opening on July 20th. Would encourage everyone to be there, but what you'll see is a really dynamic mix of local businesses who will benefit from the proximity to the park and will provide critical services. Later today, the Prosper Portland Board of Commissioners will consider a complementary investment of $9.5 million of tax increment finance to support these priorities. And as was referenced, the project actually began back in 2008 when Portland Parks and Recreation and Prosper Portland bought this property, this 4-acre site, together with the goal of building a world-class park anchored with a mixed-use retail and housing development. So, as you know, in 2018, the park opened, and Portland Bureau of Transportation has recently completed some beautiful streetscape and safety improvements along Halsey Widler. Prosper Portland has supported 14 businesses along the corridor. So we feel like together with the community, we are working to deliver on community priorities and supporting Gateway to be a family-friendly, inclusive, and vibrant place to work. We appreciate that.
Good morning, Mayor and
morning.
Commissioners.
Jill Sherman with Girding Eaglin, here to answer any specific questions you may have about the project, and would just like to note a couple things. This has been something that we've been working on along with the city now for probably 4 or 5 years, so it's been a journey. There have been twists and turns, and our partnership with the city to sort of react to those and figure out how to move forward productively has really been critical, and is why we're able to be here today asking for your support in the financing for the project. I'll also say this is one of the more complicated projects I've worked on from a financing and capital stack perspective, and I work on some pretty complicated projects. So another thing that really couldn't happen without everybody sort of pulling together. And then one interesting thing I wanted to note is this project is unique in that the units, whether they're affordable or middle income, will be distributed throughout the residential floors. So we brought additional complexity on to ourselves, if you will, by rather than saying, you know, one floor would be affordable and one floor would be middle income, we actually are going unit by unit, which has created additional complexity, but was something that Human Solutions and everybody felt really strongly about, to really do mixed income housing the way mixed income housing should be done. Thank you.
Commissioner Daly.
I'm curious. I mean, that sounds like the ideal to me. It's truly, you know, multi-income housing. I certainly wouldn't want us to be supporting the creation of poor floors or poor entrances, to use some really negative terminology. But what are the complexities you're referring to?
So the affordable housing is supported, as you know, by low-income housing tax credits. Mm-hmm. The office component, retail component, and middle-income housing are supported, but the office and the middle-income housing are supported by new market tax credits. Those two financing tools cannot be in the same ownership structure, so we have had to create condominium structure so that we can separate the financing, and that's why you often see, you know, separate buildings or separate floors.
Well, I'm very relieved to hear it is about the financing and not about people who make different incomes coexisting side by side, which, as I'm sure you know, some people don't want to have to do.
If I could respond real briefly, yeah. Andy Miller from Human Solutions, just on that piece, we were pretty insistent that the model would be fully integrated. We've been partnering and studying and learning from a national nonprofit called Purpose Built Communities, which is really based in Atlanta, Georgia, redeveloped the area of East Lake in a way that we think Portland could learn a lot of lessons from, and we've brought them to Portland and many staff from Portland bureaus down to Atlanta to learn. They've really developed a healthy model of mixed income housing, and are very insistent that the units be identical, that even the services provided to residents are identical, and so the boundaries between the different types of units exist only in the financing and legal structure, not in the actual operation of the project.
Great. I'm really happy to hear that.
Commissioner
Fitch. Jill, I have a question. This particular development is going to be very conspicuous because it's next to a park. Mm-hmm. And in some earlier pictures, I wasn't clear about what choices you had settled on in terms of materials for the surface. Mm-hmm. And whether those materials for the surface were consistent with some of the other building types in that area and fit. So could you address that?
Sure. So facing the park, it's primarily metal panel. It's like a gray but not shiny panel that will really reflect and change with different sunlight and shadow. We actually initially had a very bright color and a bright, vibrant red that was not preferred by the Gateway neighborhood, and so we worked with them and provided a bunch of different options, and we ended up with this kind of gray. And then we do have some brick facing Halsey, and we also kept the two-story part of the project on Halsey so that it would be more compatible with the streetscape as you go along Halsey.
So there is some brick on Halsey?
Yes.
This is, you know, everybody has their own view on this, and this is just one person's view. But, for example, I find the Vera, which is going up, and I drive by regularly as I go to OHSU, I find the choice of materials to make the building unduly cold. It feels very cold and unapproachable because of the use of metal and the treatment. And I think whenever possible, obviously, we want these buildings to be inviting, and we want them to be consistent with the surrounding environment. So I'm very pleased to hear you've chosen brick on Halsey. Andy, any?
Sure. Andy Miller, Executive Director of Human Solutions. Our mission is to counter the forces that give rise to homelessness and poverty. We do that work primarily in East Portland and East Multnomah County, and we've been doing it for 30 years. Very pleased to be here today in support of this project. As others have described, it's a long time coming. If there's a lesson here, I think it's sometimes doing the right thing is often doing the more complex thing. And this project, I think, is testimony to the notion that we need to push through those complexities sometimes to get to the right place. And so the mix of uses and financing in this project is highly complex, but we're reaching a major milestone today, assuming the vote in support from this body and from Prosper Portland later today, and we hope to be under construction in September. With respect to the design and the program, we had enormous community involvement from the Gateway neighborhood, homeowners, tenants, EPAP, the Gateway Area Business Association, the neighborhood associations, all came to community forums and pushed and pulled and worked. I want to give a shout out to Dave Oddie at Hulst, who designed an absolutely beautiful building in response to a lot of different levels of input in different directions, but we landed on something that I think everybody agrees is going to be an enormous complement to the neighborhood. And I really want to emphasize that this isn't just a housing project, it's a neighborhood project. It's built alongside a park. It is an inclusive and equitable form of housing in that it has mixed income units. It includes our services that will be on site to support some of maybe the more invisible members of the Gateway neighborhood whose needs are not always being met as that neighborhood it receives investment and improves. So we think that's an important balancing piece to the economic development that the retail will provide. It includes many firsts for Human Solutions. First partnership with Gerding Edlin, which was absolutely invaluable to us and to the project. Their expertise in this realm really, I think, helped us get through some of the hardest problem solving that we had to do on the project. It is our first development on a park. I think parks and housing go together like peanut butter and jelly, and I see that being eaten in the park by residents, but I think the notion that the immediate access to green space, to recreation activities and programming in the park is a huge benefit to the housing residents, but I also think the 24/7 eyes on the park from the residents adds to the degree of community ownership of that park space and community support. So we're thrilled with this project. It was a journey, but we're getting to the end of it, or at least the start of the next phase of it. So we look forward to inviting you all to the groundbreaking August, September, sometime therein. Thank you.
Mayor?
Very good. Commissioner Fish.
An observation and then a question. Having had the honor of serving as the housing commissioner a number of years ago, and I'm thinking specifically about Gray's Landing. I approach affordable housing a little differently than some, because what I have come to appreciate is that they are almost impossible projects to pencil out and to do. People say, why does it take time? Why do you need a Gerding Edlin? Why do you need an extra partner? Well, we can cite chapter and verse of well-intentioned projects around the city where they just didn't have the capacity at the front end and didn't get favorable responses to RFPs and other things because they didn't have the horsepower. And then the complexity of how you do tax credits. And we have made the development of affordable housing in this country inordinately complicated. And when you bring tax credits into the equation, a market-based system, you've got to bring lawyers and accountants and all kinds of people. And so I operate from the assumption that it is almost impossible to do these projects correctly. So it's a cause for great celebration when all the pieces come together. And I just don't know a community that is more proficient at getting to yes despite all the obstacles, because the obstacles are extraordinary. The question I wanted to ask is a mundane one. There's a plaza in front of the building. Who will ultimately be responsible for activating the plaza? Will it be you, Andy? Will it be Prosper Portland, or will it be Parks, or some combination?
Thank you for the question, Commissioner. So Parks will program, as you know, there is a space for a staff person and some materials that is on the park, and so there's a staff person regularly there. So they will be responsible for programming the park and the plaza. We have had great conversations with the Parks Bureau to make sure that the retailers, to the extent possible, can also help to activate and sort of spill into the park, and also not make sure that they're at cross purposes with what the parks envision on the plaza. So we are committed to activating it and to doing so in a collaborative way, but ultimately Parks is responsible for the portion that they will own in perpetuity.
And Kimberly, in terms of the retail space, is this building covered by the overall strategy we have of affordable commercial space and looking for
Absolutely.
Opportunities for new entrepreneurs to
Yes.
get a foothold?
Absolutely. So we've learned a lot from our pilots, which is the intent of pilots. And so we will begin looking for tenants almost as soon as these actions take place. And we will be bringing the retail space, which Prosper, unlike the other two properties, actually Prosper will be the owner of the retail space. So we're not subleasing it. We are going to maintain ownership of it. So we are going to bring it to Warm Shell, and we will be looking for small businesses that can benefit from being along the corridor, as well as businesses that can provide services. Childcare comes to mind, or grocery kinds of services. So we'll be working with a community group as well as Human Solutions and our partners to make sure that that's done well.
But can I get a commitment from
Yes.
you that under no circumstances will there be a liquor store?
Absolutely. That's not an allowed use. Yes. That is a commitment.
It is anomalous to me that in some of our legacy projects we had liquor stores in buildings
Yes.
with people in recovery, and it seems like we were working across Yes. purposes.
Yes, we will not have that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. As you know, I love this project, and it's been a long time coming. Just for the sake of public disclosure, I am the vice chair of the Human Solutions Board, so I just want to make sure that people know that I'm speaking in that context as well as a city commissioner. But Kimberly, my question is really for you, and the question is about the retail space. Does Prosper have to make a return on its investment in that space?
So we are anticipating, and my staff person here can speak in more detail, but we are anticipating that we are subsidizing the space in a permanent way, but not in entirety. So similar to affordable housing, where there is some rent that is anticipated to service the financing, we are anticipating some rents coming from the lease, the leases to repay the financing, but there is a portion that is permanently subsidized and allows us to keep those rents at affordable levels.
Because I thank you for that response. As you know, I continue to advocate with you, and so now I'm going to do it in public, that it would be great to have meeting space in East Portland.
Okay.
There is a lack of space for community members to be able to come together and actually be able to work cooperatively to be able to create opportunity. And I think that this is an ideal space for us to be able to make that happen. And so I really want to work with you and my other colleagues to help us figure out how do we make some space available specifically for nonprofits and for grassroots community groups. As you know, there are a lot of new groups starting in East Portland
Yes.
that don't even have budgets, right? But they have vision and they have energy
Yeah.
and they want to do good things in the community they live in. And I would hate to miss this opportunity with this new beautiful space connected
Yes.
to this great beautiful park to not create space for community members to be able to utilize it and participate.
Thank you.
So, Commissioner Hardesty, I can speak to that. The office portion that exists above the retail will be occupied by Human Solutions, and our board meetings will take place there. So we'll have a board room and adjacent meeting rooms that we're trying to design as flex space, with the idea that we can open it up off hours when we're not using it to the community for community meetings or community events. There's also a resident services room that I believe opens up out onto the park that can accommodate some indoor-outdoor events with some shared uses between the housing and the park, with some indoor-outdoor space. So we haven't finalized all the details there, but we've been thinking a lot and are well aware of the need for a lack of good gathering space in East Portland, and in particular in Gateway.
Yes, yeah. But I want to remind you, Andy, I know how quickly Human Solutions gets booked up solid.
We do.
182nd and Burnside, yes, is my case in point, right? So this is an opportunity for us to think about it before,
yep,
right, we actually open the doors. So I appreciate you saying that, but I also know how booked Human Solutions gets. So
a good observation. We do. We're booked in Rockwood all the time.
Very good. Thanks to all of you. Appreciate it. Public testimony.
We've had four people sign up.
2 minutes each, please.
Mayor, can I just remind everyone who's testifying, this project has already been given the green light. Today we are talking about the financing piece, new construction financing, but the project has already been approved by the council.
We have Curtis Faith, Jan Connett, and Lightning, and the fourth person is Maggie.
And feel free to decline if you have already said your piece.
I just want to know how many of the units are going to be for supportive housing. How many units are there? How big is the land? How many are going to be truly for supportive housing? Because
I'd be happy to try to answer that for you, Maggie, if you'd like.
Okay.
So Human Solutions has support staff in their building, and they will be in that building working with all the tenants, helping them to get connected to whatever it is they need. So this will be one of the buildings that you won't have to worry about whether or not people have access to what they need when they need it. I can guarantee that for you.
Okay.
So what else you got? Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I do approve of any of the construction financing that is needed. The project looks very good. I like the fact, as you have stated, it's on a park, and that's everything looks real good on this. Human Solutions and Gerding and Edlund, they're going to do an outstanding project here. They have the experience and the project in the past to justify that. So I don't have any concerns on this. One of the things I guess that I was kind of wondering here is that this is TIF financing, and I was wondering on these other projects we've kind of seen today, is that does the affordable housing bond come into play on any of these projects, or they could possibly, is that correct? So, because I haven't heard anything on the affordable housing bond and the money sitting there to maybe be used on these type of projects. So maybe someone could explain that to me on this, because I understand it's the TIF financing. And but other than that, like I say, I really like the project, and everything appears good. And like I say, I signed up to maybe speak on three items that I thought would be condensed to one. I think the mayor knew that also. So anyway, everything
Lightning,
looks good.
This project for a long time has had a carve out within the urban renewal district for this building.
Yes.
So that's why TIF is being used. And as you know, okay, when you do a bond project or something else, you have to go through an RFP,
right,
and a competitive solicitation. So there was a prior carve out for this project.
Okay, already prior on that.
Yes.
Okay. And again, just real fast, I really like the location and putting the money out near Halsey in the 106 area. So again, just from my position, absolutely approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
I just don't think there are enough units of supportive housing that are being.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know.
I just had one.
Can I have your name for the record, sir?
Curtis Faith. I had a comment regarding, I was trying to figure out how this related to the other Gateway project that had just sort of initially been proposed, at least as a floated idea a few months back.
Not related.
Near the Gateway Center.
That's a private development, and they have not come back for their financing request. This is with a nonprofit partner. They're totally unrelated.
But I mean, just in terms of geography, are we talking blocks away? Are we talking? I understand that from a project perspective,
they're within separate. A half a mile of each other.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Does that complete public testimony?
Jan Connett signed up, but I don't believe she's here.
Jan, are you here anywhere? Last chance, please call the roll.
Hardesty.
It is rare in this building that I get to see these kind of projects from a whole lot of different sides. My work with Human Solutions over the last 8 years, my work with the East Portland Action Plan over the last 9 years, just makes it absolutely fabulous to be sitting in this space today to be able to support this project. This is a vital project that will add lots of fabulous, beautiful homes for people who live in East Portland. This is an opportunity to actually build a model that I think and hope will be duplicated. I like the idea of having market rate and low-income affordable housing units interconnected in a way that is seamless, and this is going to be one of those great projects, and I'm thrilled to vote aye, even though I wished again that we had like a lot more, but we do have limited resources to invest, but I'm thrilled to vote aye for this one.
Ian Daly.
So it goes without saying, as the commissioner in charge of both Prosper Portland and the Housing Bureau, I'm thrilled with this project. And I know a lot of people worked tirelessly on it. I particularly want to thank the community that worked in close collaboration with the city and all of our partners in this. And again, this is one more step towards creating the community that we want, making sure that it is an inclusive community the way we want it to be, making sure that we have a good mix of resources, particularly in this case in the Gateway community, and that we're being smart as a city institution by leveraging the public investments we've already made, in this particular case, in the park. And so I just think this is a win, 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 win. And
Mayor?
He's got a vote. She's
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you called me.
No, I'm sorry. I called you, Daly. But
the mayor is so excited about this project.
I am.
He thinks he can carry the vote for 2 votes.
I vote aye. Commissioner Fish.
No, Mayor, I would defer to you, Mayor. I'll go ahead. Sequence. You should take a bow.
I just did. I just voted aye. Go ahead.
Okay. Andy Miller.
What is happening right now?
The excitement was just so much.
Okay.
I just couldn't hold
it. I heard my name. I'm sorry.
Andy Miller. Took over Human Solutions from a legendary housing figure in our community and has built on that strong foundation and has continued to do great work. And Andy, of course, is a veteran of the Portland Housing Bureau and other leadership positions in our community. So congratulations to Andy and to Human Solutions. Parks Prosper Portland and the Portland Housing Bureau, that's a pretty good team. Throwing Gertie Evelyn, it's unbeatable. So we're delighted to be part of that. And while Commissioner Fritz is in England and isn't here to take a bow, this really started with a park and a vision. And we can all be grateful that there was such a run-up in systems development charges because of all the development in our community that we were able to put money into this park. And I forget whether it's over a 5-year period or a little longer, but I saw a number recently that as much as $70 million has been invested in East Portland parks, in part thanks to the bond and to systems development charges. That's a heck of a down payment. I'm pleased to vote aye.
You, Daly.
Well, I'm sorry if I messed everything up by not being here when my name was called. I'll just quickly thank the Housing Bureau, Human Solutions, Prosper Portland Parks, and the community for their involvement and input. And it sounds like also thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. And while I'm at it, I think I'll just thank PBOT because I'm pretty sure they've done a bunch of safety improvements out there too.
They've
I vote aye, Mayor.
That's a wrap. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We are now on the regular agenda.